Welcome to Live Greater, a health and wellness podcast brought to you by the University of Maryland Medical System. We put knowledge and care within reach so you have everything you need to live your life to the fullest. This podcast is sponsored by the University of Maryland Rehab Network. I'm your host, Evo Terra, and my guest today is Daniel Tequesta, a senior occupational therapist in the stroke unit at University of Maryland Rehabilitation and Orthopedic Institute. Daniel, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So our conversation today centers around a condition with a somewhat confusing name from my point of view, unilateral neglect after stroke. Now that word neglect makes it sound to me like something that someone did wrong, but I know that's not the case at all. So perhaps you could start by simply explaining what is unilateral neglect.
Yes, it's definitely not the case. Unilateral neglect is a condition that many people with stroke and also traumatic brain injuries experience. And people with unilateral neglect oftentimes have decreased awareness of one side of their body, such as their arm or their leg, as well as one side of the environment opposite to the side of the brain that has been injured. For instance, a person with a right-sided stroke or right-sided brain injury may have limited awareness of their left arm or left leg or the left side of their environment. And then vice versa, a person with left-sided brain injury may have limited awareness or no awareness of the right side of their body or the right side of the environment. The severity of unilateral neglect is definitely dependent on the severity of the brain injury. So you may see different levels of severity of this condition.
Ah, I see. Okay, thanks. So how prevalent is this after a stroke or a brain injury?
So it's very common after a stroke and brain injury. However, there are different percentages that have been communicated in studies that I've examined. The most recent article that I read indicates that over 30% of people with stroke have this condition. So it is certainly very prevalent.
My wife's grandmother recently suffered a stroke. So I'm curious what makes this unilateral neglect different from other sorts of problems, perhaps visual, that are present after a stroke or a brain injury?
Yes. That's actually a very good question. After a stroke and brain injury, people certainly develop, not all the time, but in many cases develop different type of visual problems. One of the more common visual problems that we notice is something that is called hemonymous hemianopsia, or a visual field cut. And oftentimes this condition is kind of mistaken to be or confused with unilateral neglect. And there's a reason for it. With a visual field cut or hemonymous hemianopsia, people who have this condition have partial loss of vision on each eye. So they actually have a loss of vision. Whereas with unilateral neglect, it's not really a loss of vision. It's limited awareness, body parts, and the environment. But they kind of present the same way. And so it can kind of confuse family members. It can confuse clinicians when a person presents with one of these conditions after a stroke or brain injury. The other kind of visual issues that people experience after a stroke or brain injury is, you know, things like double vision, difficulty moving the eyes and things like that, which are confused with neglect. The major visual issue that oftentimes is confused with neglect is the visual field cut that I've mentioned. However, there is a major difference in terms of, well, one other major difference between the two. With visual field cut, people tend to know that they have that condition. They are aware of their visual loss. Whereas with unilateral neglect, because it's not a vision issue, it's more so lack of awareness of body parts to the one side and the environment to the one side, people who have this condition tend to not be aware that they do have that condition, which is one of the major ways that we can differentiate between the two.
And that's fascinating to me that, you know, and you've said the word several times, that it is a lack of awareness, not necessarily, you know, paralyzation, which I think a lot of us key in with strokes, but just this lack of awareness of certain body parts. I can only imagine that would have a massive impact on the functioning of that person as well as their quality of life, yeah?
Absolutely. It certainly impacts the person's independence level when it comes to, you know, being able to do their everyday daily activities. For instance, people with neglect a lot of times would have difficulty dressing themselves because they are not aware of the one side of your body. And so they may dress one side and forget to or not be able to initiate dressing the other side. People with neglect at times would also have difficulty feeding themselves because they can only attend to or they are only aware of one side of the plate. And so they may miss half of the food on the other half of the plate because they're just not aware of it. The other thing is that, you know, for those who are able to walk or for those who are able to use a wheelchair to move around, one thing that we notice is that people with neglect would oftentimes bump onto things on the side that is neglected, and they're not sure why they're doing that. And so it does impact a person's independence in completing basic activity, daily activities. It certainly impacts people's independence in terms of, you know, walking in the community. Driving certainly is one major thing that is impacted by neglect. For those who are physically able to drive but then have this condition, certainly are unable to because, again, they're not aware of the affected side of the environment or their body part. One interesting thing that is mentioned in different studies is that people with neglect are also 6 times more likely to fall than those without neglect. So up to 6 times more likely to fall. So it increases their likelihood of falls. So because of all of these limiting factors, or because of the fact that this condition increases people's dependence in these functional tasks, individuals with this condition tend to need more help from their caregivers and family members in just living life, sure. You know, completing their everyday activities.
Very interesting. Let's switch gears a moment and talk about this from more of a clinical side. Let's talk about assessment, and maybe you can help me to describe how this particular condition is assessed, and then also how a clinician would pick a way to make this assessment.
Yes, so there's various ways that we could evaluate and assess whether or not a person has neglect. The most common way that that clinicians are able to identify the presence of neglect is through just simple observation. What that is that in just interaction with the individual, there may be some signs that would indicate to us that the person may have neglect. For instance, individuals will neglect, in many cases, when they're resting, they tend to favor looking towards the non-neglected side. So if they have left neglect, meaning that they're neglecting their left side of the environment, or they're not attending to the left side of their environment or their body part, these individuals, in many cases, tend to look to the right more frequently than they look to the left. And so that's one indicator of the presence of neglect. If they have lack of body awareness on the one side of their body, you may notice that individuals with neglect allow their arms to hang to the side of the chair that they're sitting on and not necessarily initiate picking it up and placing it in front of them or, you know, supporting it essentially. When individuals with neglect walk, as I've mentioned earlier, or use their wheelchair, they may bump onto things on the neglected side. So these are some signs that we see when we interact with individuals who have neglect that would indicate to us that there is neglect, the person has neglect. The other ways in which that we could identify the presence of neglect is by having the person complete what we call tabletop assessments, something that we call letter cancellation. There's bell cancellation, star cancellation test, where the person is required to essentially cross out letters or stars or bells from a worksheet. And based on the person's performance on those worksheets, we can determine whether or not there is neglect. The only thing is that these assessments or observations will not allow us to really assess the severity of the neglect. In order to properly assess the severity of neglect, there are activity-based assessments that we utilize. One assessment that we utilize is called the, if I'm pronouncing it accurately, the Katrin-Bergego scale. And in that assessment, we have the person who potentially has neglect complete different type of activities within one session. And using a specific scoring criteria, we score the person's performance in completing these activities. And by using that, we can determine really how severe the neglect is.
Sounds like lots of ways to do that. So on the backside of that is treatment. What treatment approaches are actually available, and what are the best options out there?
So there's many ways in which we can address neglect from a treatment standpoint. One of the ways in which we will typically do that is that we present the person with like visual or auditory or touch sensations on the neglected side. So for instance, we may play a song, the person's favorite song, towards the neglected side of the environment. and force the person to turn to that side. We may play, you know, the person's favorite TV show on the affected side of the environment or the neglected side of the environment, and that may force the person to look towards that side. We may have the person complete tabletop activities with constant kind of instructions to look over towards the neglected side of the environment. So those are one of the ways in which we address or provide treatment for neglect. One of the major ways at University of Maryland that we address neglect is called PRISM adaptation treatment. This treatment is actually something that was developed by Kessler Foundation over in New Jersey, and it consists of having the person with neglect wear PRISM goggles for no more than 20 minutes and have the person complete a tabletop activity that forces the person to look to the neglected side. And this treatment actually is a 10-session treatment, and there's definitely a lot of evidence that shows that it can help improve a person's attention towards the neglected side. And that is really the main way that we address neglect at University of Maryland.
Right, right. So very much a physical opportunity to encourage activity on the side which is neglected. Is that something that resonates to family members and caregivers at home? Would that also help if there is someone in the household suffering from unilateral neglect?
Yes, that's actually a very good point that you've raised. We do a lot of education with, you know, family members and caregivers of people who have neglect and how to help the person's awareness of the neglected side. And so we certainly do educate family members when they talk to that individual to talk to the person while standing towards the neglected side, so that they're essentially forcing the person to look that way. In the favorite music and TV shows that I've mentioned earlier, that's something that we educate family members as well, to play songs that the person likes, to play TV shows that the person enjoys towards the neglected side as much as possible, so that, again, we are facilitating or allowing the person to essentially be inclined to look over to that side. So any type of stimulation that family members can provide from the neglected side that then will influence the person to look that way as ways in which that they can help individuals with neglect. The other thing that we tell family members is that, you know, to understand that the person is not faking it. There are times that it just may look that way because the person is not aware of, you know, the body part and the environment toward that side. So it may look like the person is faking it. So we educate family members to understand that the person is not. There's truly lack of awareness or decreased awareness. And that we also educate them, similar to that I had mentioned earlier, that it is not a visual loss, lack of awareness or decreased awareness. So, you know, these type of things really do equip individuals or caregivers and family members in being able to help individuals with neglect.
Thank you very much for your time, Daniel.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And once again, that was Daniel Tequesta, a senior occupational therapist in the stroke unit at University of Maryland Rehabilitation and Orthopedic Institute. This episode is sponsored by the University of Maryland Rehabilitation Network. Offering a full range of physical rehabilitation services, the UM Rehab Network brings together a committed team of experts from across Maryland to help patients recover from illness or injury, such as stroke, joint replacement, or a traumatic injury. The University of Maryland Rehabilitation Network, bringing world-class, comprehensive rehabilitation services directly to your neighborhood. And thank you for listening to Live Greater, a health and wellness podcast brought to you by the University of Maryland Medical System. We look forward to you joining us again. I have been your host, Evo Terra. Find more shows just like this one at umms.org/podcast.